are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We are live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. 9 to midnight Eastern Time. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, ladies, we may have a good catch here. Looks like we have a bachelor. He's a physician. New York surgeon is offering $10,000 donation to charity for an introduction to the woman of his dreams. And he was educated at Harvard. He is an Ivy League educated surgeon, and he's kind of cute. I don't get why he's single. Dr. Emil Chin was educated at Harvard, posted a personal ad in the Alumni Magazine of Columbia University offering a $10,000 donation to charity for an introduction to the woman of his dreams. It appeared in the classified section of the university spring 2012 edition. According to the Huffington Post, it says LASIK surgeon. Oh, so he's an ophthalmologist. What else does it say? Well, he must be loaded. All right. Is seeking smart, sweet, skinny, single white female 30 for marriage. I was going to say, I think my mom is single. But you don't get the money. The money goes to charity. All right. Dr. Chin runs a practice in Kips Bay, has not elaborated any further. He's 43 years old, looking for a 30-some-year-old. In 2010, he posted an advertisement on Craigslist for a female personal assistant whose role would include helping to find him a girlfriend. Why is this guy single? Something's wrong. The job in this 2010 Craigslist advertised rent-free living in a studio flat on Park Avenue. And the job description included reactivating his Match.com profile and trolling the website for potential dates because he didn't have time to do it himself. The candidate would have to spend an hour a day walking on his back to give him a deep massage. And I guess get a cash bonus if he finds a wife. You see, you know, I know many of you are like, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. In a way, it does. Doctors, once you're in your field, you really don't meet a lot of people. Remember, doctors cannot date their patients. Very bad. Even years after the patient leaves the practice, depending on your state, you cannot, because, you know, doctors have tried that. They're like, well, you know what? I will fire you from my practice so I can date you. No, there still has to be a few years interim. With that, a grace period. So, you know, you go through schooling, and I mean, think about it. You know, our dating was a lot more active when we were all younger. Then you go to school, then you get a job, maybe you go through a first marriage, and I don't know if he was married before, then marriage falls through, and now here you are, you're middle-aged, you're working, you know, 12, 15-hour days, and most of your buddies are married, so it's not like, you know, you're going to find people like you did 20 years ago. And I guess that's what people need to do. I mean, but there's a handsome guy who's got a job, but I don't know, something must be wrong. For him to have to go through that, you know, there's no friend of a friend. But I told my husband, I go, I don't know what I'd do. If my husband left me, I don't know how I would meet people. I really don't. You know, I don't. I guess Donovan's working the dials. I could have Donovan try to find me a mate, maybe do that. But luckily I don't have to. I got my hubby. I don't think he's going to leave me. I mean, my husband's been married to me. Knock on wood now. We got to really knock on wood and praise the Lord for this one. He's been married to me since 1996. So we're going on our 16th year. If he hasn't left me yet, I don't think he will. I mean, I really can't, you know, get any uglier moo-moos than I already have. My legs really can't get any hairier. In fact, the older you get, you lose hair. So there's an argument that I may actually look better in the next 20 years than I do now. This may be probably the worst I'll ever look. Hair. Saggy breasts, tushy starting to enlarge. So honestly, if my husband made it with me 16 years, I think we're good. Knock on wood. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this judge is looking to keep his career. It is a cancer-stricken judge in New York. And he has admitted to smoking marijuana. He gets his marijuana from friends because he uses it to treat his symptoms from his cancer. Brooklyn Supreme Court Justice Gustin Reichbach is being treated for pancreatic cancer. He wrote in the New York Times an article on Thursday. He's using marijuana provided by friends at great personal risk to help him cope with the nausea, sleeplessness, and loss of appetite from chemotherapy treatments. Now, I don't know if his friends are liking that he just admitted that he has some friends that are dealers, but I, you know, hopefully nobody, asks him. He's 65 years old and spent 21 years on the bench in Kings County Supreme Court and continues to hear cases as he receives cancer treatment. Now, in the past, judges admitting to marijuana have kind of hurt their career. I guess the U.S. Appeals Court Judge Douglas Ginsburg lost his nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court after in 87. People remember that? Remember, people had heard that he had smoked pot in the 60s, and so he lost his nomination. I remember that. 2011, a Georgia judge was removed from the bench for various infractions, including publicly admitting to smoking pot. They say New York is not among the U.S. 16 states of the District of Columbia that allow medical marijuana. In New York, it's considered illegal. Under New York's Code for Judicial Conduct, judges are required to respect and comply with the law. First-time possession is punishable by $100 maximum fine if they have less than 25 grams. So, huh, did he break the law? Is he going to lose his job? You know, but then on the flip side, you're like, the guy's pancreatic cancer. Let him smoke. But I don't think you're allowed to be a judge under the influence. Now, somebody could say, well, then, you know, we test him. Well, remember, marijuana's in your system for at least a month. When you smoke, you know, when you smoke marijuana, they could pick that up within a month very easily. So, it's interesting. You know, this medical marijuana, I wouldn't be surprised if it does pass in all the states. I mean, marijuana has been found to have so many medicinal uses, even including MS. You know, the problem is how do we keep it from the kids? How do we keep people from driving with slow reflexes on it? But I just think all the states are going to eventually pass it. 1-877-DOC-DALY, what do you think? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So did you guys hear about this woman who suffered severe burns because her rocks that she picked up at the beach ignited? This is weird. I haven't seen this. 43-year-old woman, remains unnamed, had been at Trestles Beach in San Diego. During the visit, her children had collected some unusual rocks. And, of course, Mommy, put this in your pocket. We've all been there. Orange and green in color. Very pretty. The woman had a right pocket of her cargo pants, of her cargo shorts, so she put the rocks there. Now, apparently, the woman began to feel intense heat emanating from her pocket as she was standing in the kitchen. So, apparently, she got home. And I guess there was some sort of a combustion. Her clothing and skin began to burn as the heat intensified. She suffered second-degree burns to her hand as she would try to remove the rocks out of her pocket. I'd be ripping off the shorts. That's what I'd be doing. Her husband also suffered second-degree burns to his hands as he tried to help her. Eventually, she managed to remove the shorts, but the rocks burned through the fabric and continued to smolder on the kitchen's wooden floor, filling the home with smoke. Fire chief said authorities were conducting tests of the collected rocks, but results were not expected for a couple of weeks. These were, I wonder if they were from outer space. Orange and green rocks. He said there is phosphorus that naturally occurs on the sand of the beach, but no one has ever heard of pants catching fire. Phosphorus in rocks or phosphorite is usually deposited by sediment, dissolved phosphorus from continental weathering that is brought to the oceans by rivers and streams. Trestles Beach in San Diego, where the family was enjoying their day out, is at the mouth of the San Mateo Creek, and the beach gets its name from a wooden bridge that spanned the creek. They say it's not hard to imagine that over millions of years, dissolved phosphorus has been deposited in the rocks in the beach. But if the rocks did contain phosphorite, they could have been subjected to friction in the woman's pocket as she walked. That could have caused a chemical chain reaction that ignited them. And, of course, when phosphorus ignites, when phosphorus meets oxygen, it ignites. So, now they usually keep phosphorus in oil. They don't store it elsewhere because of its combustibility. So that's kind of interesting. Anyway, so she and her husband are both being treated for second-degree burns. Wow. Kids, don't be giving us mamas anything to carry back from the beach. We don't want the rocks, okay? That's why you bring one of those pails. Bring a pail, take the pail, all right, put the rocks in the pail, but leave us alone, okay? More news today, just as a reminder for all of us parents and grandparents, as we're going into swim season, that still drownings are on the rise. Drowning is still a top cause of death for kids under four every year. And I hate this time of year because we're coming into the summer season, and this is where we hear of the accidental drownings. And I don't want to hear about any drownings, whether on purpose or not. From 2005 to 2009, 4,000 people died from drowning in the United States. More than 5,700 received emergency care. Death rates were highest between children 1 and 4. I don't want to go too much into the details because it's, you know, males were 4 times more than females. Maybe it's because parents overestimate their swimming ability. Maybe they seem to wander more. I don't know. Parents should all learn CPR. They should all learn survival skills. Teach your kids how to swim. Don't have your kids unattended. Make sure you have fences. Don't be drinking alcohol while swimming. Your reflexes are down. You listen less. You move quickly. You're in the bathroom more often when you drink alcohol. Don't drink while you boat. Supervise children. Maybe, you know, have the kids. If you guys are doing a barbecue and you think there's just too many kids to watch, maybe have them all wear life vests. I don't know. I know it's uncomfortable, but, I mean, this is when it happens. You know, every now and then you hear, you know, some of these Hollywood stars or someone that drowns in one of their pools. And people are like, oh, my God, well, how could that happen? Well, if you think about it, when, you know, one of these stars has a party, there's not just 5 or 6 people coming over for some burgers. They probably have hundreds of people at their house because they got a pool in the backyard to do that. And I just think it's absolute chaos. What I think they need to develop, if they haven't already, is some sort of an alarm system where if there's any water or submerged water, it causes your wristband to vibrate or whatever. There should be something that the kid could wear, nothing that'll electrocute him, of course, where it sends a signal to you when someone is in water. Because, you know, some kids fall in the toilet or they fall in the bathtub. But I think something like that would probably be very, very helpful, especially for this time of year. So just please keep an eye on your kids. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We said goodbye today to Donna Summer, who died at age 63, queen of disco. We all loved her music. She had lung cancer, was been battling it for a while. She had always thought her lung cancer came from the Twin Towers in New York during the 9/11 tragedy collapsing. We spent a lot of time in the first 2 hours talking about, you know, what could have been in the toxic dust, some of the cases that have, possibly been linked to the September 11th attacks, and an absolute tragedy, of course, which is just incomprehensible that something like that could happen to this great country of ours. But we say goodbye to Donna Summer, and we'll miss her. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. Did you guys know that soda helps clean sewage? Did you guys know that? Apparently, the city of Clearwater, Florida, I love Clearwater. I've been there many times. I've got family near there, is using leftover sugar syrup in sewage treatment process instead of a chemical that costs $3 a gallon. This is going to save $40,000 a year. An employee at the City of Clearwater, which treats millions of gallons of sewage every day, worked out that the high levels of carbon contained in the cane sugar syrup would help remove nitrogen from the wastewater, leaving it clear. Huh, this guy's getting a raise. Man. Clearwater now has struck a deal with Monin Gourmet Flavorings, which supplies syrups used in cocktails like margaritas, milkshakes, and coffees to 80,000 restaurants in the U.S. And I guess they are now going to use any leftover product. And every few days, the city is going to pick up one of the 250-gallon containers and, I guess, use it. Clearwater-based company does get a discount on its monthly utility bill in exchange for handing over the syrup. The small pump delivers the appropriate amount of syrup into the wastewater tanks. That's good, just in case anybody tastes it accidentally. After the multi-step process is complete, water is clean enough to be used as reclaimed water and then discharged back into the waterways. Boy, I tell you, margarita-flavored sewage water. I don't know. And I guess the company receives a monthly credit on its city utility bills while Clearwater saves $40,000 a year. I think it's a great idea. I mean, anything you could do to save money. It's crazy what things cost. And I'm going to tell you something. I mean, really? Would they be saving $40,000 a year? I mean, why is the chemical so darn expensive that they have to use to treat the water? $40,000 a year? That is a very, very fancy car. Speaking, though, of wastewater and drinking it, raw sewage may have been leaking into Bitter Lake in North Seattle for close to a decade. Seattle Public Utilities is now investigating how long waste has been pumping into the lake. They think it's been going on over 8 years. Nearby apartment complex reported that their sewage line accidentally connected to the storm drain when it was constructed 8 years ago. Apparently, the media reports utility workers believe the sewage could have been flowing into the lake from the time the apartments were constructed. The lake is closed until further noticed. Warning signs are posted around the lake. And speaking of contamination, we're talking about Korean shellfish, where some of them have been contaminated with human feces. And I guess the U.S. is putting a stop on Korean imports of a certain period of time because they don't want humans consuming the Korean shellfish. Nobody has thus far gotten sick and acquiring norovirus or anything else that you could acquire from human feces contaminated food. I tell you, why is there so much feces talk today? Really? I don't think I want to know. You know, everybody says you do not want to know what you're putting in your mouth. You don't want to know what happens at the restaurant. You just don't want to know. And having worked in restaurants, I agree. Ignorance is bliss. And more plumbing. Residents of Toms River, New Jersey are getting upset because green water is flowing out of the taps. And the officials are saying, no, it's no big deal. It's safe. And people are like, what are you talking about? It's safe. It's green. This is pea green. All right? They don't know why the water is green. The bathtub is full of green water. Toilet is green. And that's not like blue with the urine mixing green. So we'll see what happens with that as we get more in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So research has shown that much of our predisposition towards being sociable and self-control and determination, sense of purpose, is in our DNA. Now, many of us are like, well, duh, of course. You know, you have people that, you know, follow mom or dad. And, you know, if dad was very outgoing, the kids may be outgoing or, you know, whoever seems to inherit whomever's genes. But they say DNA plays a bigger role than we think in influencing these traits and more than the upbringing. Again, to me, this isn't news, but to many people, they may be like, all right, well, if you have a dad that is very, very like pro football, you know, they get you out there ever since, you know, you're 1.5, catching that ball and making you determined, et cetera. You know, it's not all, dad doesn't get all the credit. You know, maybe the reason why you succeed is because you have the genes. You could have gotten the genes from dad or mom or grandpa, et cetera, but it may not have been all that intense training. And that's where people are like, I don't know if I buy it. Anyway, they say Your facets of personality can make the difference between success and failure, and Edinburgh University researchers credits your DNA. They questioned more than 800 pairs of twins about their attitudes to life to kind of tease apart influences of nature versus nurture. Comparing identical twins who share all their DNA and their upbringing with non-identical twins who have shared background, but their DNA is different. Okay, remember how, you know, twins that separate from the same egg are identical. Twins that don't, two separate eggs, are fraternal. Okay? Anyway, the results published in the Journal of Personality revealed genes to play a much bigger role than lifestyle, with self-control particularly etched into our DNA. And what did they find? Let me see. La, la, la. Well, they aren't really giving us too many details on what they found. But anyway, but this is lovely. See, I don't want to sit here and read the article to you. I want to digest it and then spew it out. But anyway, they say our genes largely determine how determined and persistent we are. This is important in terms of success. You know, I see this in families all the time. You have one person that's a real go-getter, one that isn't, and people are like, I don't understand, we're all raised the same. Absolutely, there's genes involved. It just, I don't like this particular study because what are we supposed to do about it? What are we supposed to, if we can't change our genes, and you're telling us that we either are going to be born successful or not, that doesn't really help us too much. But then think about it. You have some people born into family fortunes, right? They have a family business. They could technically already have a career, be financially stable and considered in some circles a success, and they just pee it all away, urinate it away, right? You know the word I want to use, but I can't. And we see that all the time. We see people just completely blow the opportunities that they have, and it makes you scratch your head. Then you have other people, you know, like I don't know if any of you have been watching America's Got Talent. There was this boy who I guess was kicked out of his house. So he was homeless for a while when he was a teenager. He made money dancing on the streets in San Francisco. And I guess he's a contortionist. He looks like he has something called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, where he has hyperflexibility of his joints. And so he's dancing and he's flipping his arms around, etc. And he starts to cry. He is absolutely overwhelmed by, you know, all the attention. And this is somebody who wasn't born into a successful environment and is a success, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If you have it in the genes, if you're a winner, you're going to make it work. Absolutely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in another study that came out today, I guess being obese may make job searching tougher. Again, another no-brainer. We're all like, duh. Thank you. Thank you for that mind-breaking, mind-boggling research. But this was interesting how they did the study. Apparently, this is published in the Journal of International Journal of Obesity. What they had was in a small square photo clip to an applicant's resume. They used that to see if it could influence employers. Now, pictures showed the same six women before and after weight loss surgery, but I don't think the employers knew. The employers of the study rated these six women more poorly when their photos were taken when they were obese. So 95 raters were New Zealand undergraduate students that weren't aware of the weight bias. Obviously not actual employers, but there are people that are going to later enter the workforce, later become people working in human resources, could definitely institute the interview. And the participants, mostly female, received information packages on candidates to evaluate them for a potentially managerial position. Resumes were bogus as far as skills, experience, education, but from what I understand, were pretty similar to each other. Women shown in the photos had been located on websites to rule out appearance-based biases. All six women were very close in age, 29 to 32. The BMI before the weight loss surgery was at least 38 to 41. Over 30 is considered obese. After surgery, women ranged from 22 to 24. The quote-unquote student employers rated candidates for starting salary, leadership potential, and likelihood of being hired. Based on their ratings, the larger obese women had less chance of being hired. And if they managed to pass that hurdle, they still would have had lower salaries and possibly lower career progression. The more attractive the Raiders considered themselves, the stronger the weight bias they displayed. So they even questioned the employees or the employers, questionable employers. You know, do you think you're good looking, et cetera? So if you guys get what happened, all right, they used women who had the weight loss surgery and then, you know, lost their weight. They were picked when they were skinnier. And I guess the employees couldn't tell the difference, or the quote unquote employers. Obesity discrimination is out there and it's rampant. We all know. That's no shock. And, you know, we think that we could possibly protect ourselves from that type of discrimination and there's certain laws. But no, it is very, very hard to prove obesity discrimination. When employers are like, no, what's your resume? You didn't have this, and the other person had more qualities, etc. And then on the flip side, how do you force an employer to hire somebody that they don't want? I mean, we talked about this with the hospital in Texas, where they are publicly refusing to hire anybody with a BMI over, I believe it was 30. I forget the exact number. Anybody who is obese currently working for them can keep their job. But from here on out, no. And, of course, it has to do with health care and the cost of health care, et cetera. But they're just blatantly, I mean, it's all over the news. No, we are not hiring anybody over a certain weight. Now, we don't know if we're allowed to do that. We know if, you know, there's going to be, you know, repercussions. But then on the flip side, how many times you walk into a gym, right, and you see underactive, obese people? Usually every employee of a gym is pretty cut. You know, and is a gym allowed to do that? You know, I mean, you'll see spas, you'll see, you know, certain establishments, let's say, I don't know, Hooters or, you know, restaurants that want to attract male clientele, be known for their good-looking waitresses. All right, do they have to hire somebody that they don't think would fit what they want to display? You know, I mean, somebody could say, well, we want to hire models. Is that discrimination? But unfortunately, obesity discrimination, age discrimination, look discrimination is out there. And it'll always be out there. This is just a small study, not a nice study, but, you know, it just reemphasizes what our working pool has to deal with or our unemployed workers have to deal with. I had a patient came in a couple days ago saying, Dahlia, I'm overweight and I smoke. I can't get a job. I got to lose weight. And I got to stop smoking. Now, somebody could be listening to this saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, that's perfect. That's exactly what we need. We need obese people to lose weight and stop smoking. That's wonderful. Well, yes, but on the flip side, these people need to pay their bills. What is an obese person supposed to do when the country all of a sudden has turned to anti-obesity? 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, they always make jokes in the movies and on TV shows about you don't want to drop the soap when you're in jail. If you do go to jail, you are going to be sodomized. Well, it looks like the White House now wants to really crack down because a recent report says that 1 out of 10 U.S. inmates are sexually victimized. A report by the Justice Department says at least once while in prison, 1 out of 10 inmates. I'm a little shocked the number isn't more. It's horrible that even has to happen, but they say 1 in 10. So the Obama administration has ordered federal, state, and local prisons to increase efforts to stop rape in prison, in issuing mandatory screening, enforcement, and prevention regulations in hopes of reducing sexual victimization behind bars. Justice Department announced regulations today on the heels of a new study showing that at least one out of every 10 former state or local presidents reported being sexually assaulted. See, and that's just who's reporting it, who's admitting it. Many people don't want to admit it. Now, the new regulations are immediately binding on federal prisons. State prisons face losing federal money if they don't comply, and local jails will not be able to get recredited without falling in line as well. White House has ordered that all federal detainment facilities outside the prison system come up with ways to fight prison rape within a year. Jeez. The findings reported by the Bureau of Justice Statistics in the first ever national former prisoners survey, so I guess they're asking former prisoners, mitigate a greater problem than previously thought, you think? All right. Let me see. They say actually it went up. Only 4.5% back in 2008-2009 admitted to being attacked or assaulted. All right. Let me see what else. I mean, already the prison system is overloaded. They're already cash strapped. You know, it would be nice if everybody had individual rooms. You know, I'm not sure when this is happening. You know, when many of us, we don't get to tour prisons. We don't get to, and we don't want to. Many of us really don't want to, you know, accidentally fall into a cell and never be able to get out. But I don't belong here. Yeah, that's what they all say. So many of us don't know what's going on. We only get our knowledge from what we see in movies and television. It looks like, you know, people are always watched by guards and there's people smacking you when you get out of line. But I guess there's plenty of crevices and places where this could all happen. All right. They say the same number of this study that came from the Justice Department report says just about the same number of former inmates were victimized by facility staff as were victimized by other inmates. About 5.5% reported incidents with other inmates, while 5.5% incidents reported faculty staff. So they're saying 50-50. Of the former inmates that reported incidents, and we're talking about out of 27,000 versus 23,000, former inmates, they said, had unwilling sex or sexual contact with staff, and the rest said they willingly had sexual contact with the staff member. Any sexual contact between staff and inmate is classified as non-consensual, I would think. Prisons forbid staff-inmate sexual contact. A fourth of the former inmates who was victimized by other inmates said he had been physically held down. I don't even want to go into this. Staff members, any other. Gay and bisexual men seem to be by far the most frequently targeted in prison. The survey said that 39% of men who were gay and 34% of bisexual men reported being sexually victimized by another inmate, whereas only 3.5% of heterosexual men reported both incidences. Now, lesbian and heterosexual women reported incidents with other inmates at the same rates, while staff victimization was double for lesbian women. Multiracial men are targeted for sexual discrimination more than non-Hispanic whites or blacks. Oh, what a mess. What a mess. Prisons are overcrowded. They're cash-strapped. They can't even monitor the crimes that are going on within. Didn't somebody smuggle a cell phone in his prosthetic leg and he was making calls? I don't know how he charged it. Then didn't we have a couple inmates just recently escape? I'm trying to think what city that happened in. I just don't think we have our acts together. I really don't. All right. Now, what's happening here? Another hazing issue. 9 cheerleaders have been suspended from a high school in Utah after they smeared a student with peanut butter, even though she had a peanut allergy. All right. Now, let me see what happened to her. This occurred in Ogden High School. All right, I guess you go through this hazing. Senior cheerleaders blindfold you, take you to Forest Green Park. You're told to do push-ups and sit-ups. Then, I guess, ketchup, mustard, peanut butter, and pickle juice thrown at the girls. I mean, there could be worse hazing. I mean, if you're not allergic, trust me, some of these other hazing incidences are, you know, a lot more disgusting and do involve a lot of times assault. The older cheerleaders would swear at them and call them names. And then I guess they're surrounded by other classmates to watch the public humiliation, most of them boys. Then the girls are told to strip down to their underwear to get sprayed off. The girl with the peanut allergy did suffer a minor reaction. I'm sure the parents are upset. And the cheerleaders have been suspended. I don't understand why the hazing has to happen. I mean, I know going through medical school, you don't have hazing. We didn't have hazing, but you had to just, you know, pay your dues. You had to go through the 36-hour shifts, get yelled at, and, you know, and then you get, you know, verbally abused, and you're just exhausted, and just, you know, you have to do reports, and you have to do other things for your senior officers. It's just part of the way it is, and we never looked at it as hazing. We just looked at it as just par for the course. That's what you have to do, and it stunk. And it, you know, and people say, but you need that because then you feel a sense of pride getting through. No, I feel a sense of pride passing and getting my medical degree. Right? I don't feel any pride that I got through, you know, being yelled at and called names and all the other stuff that happened. So I really think hazing is stupid. I apologize. I just think it is absolutely stupid. Okay, now this may not be too stupid. This may be cool. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say the TV of the future may be a see-through pane, which will vanish when you turn it off, so you could see behind it. The technology TOLED actually exists, T-O-L-E-D. It's a little crude, but right now they can't make panels the size of TV that they want. But right now, LOL Television, using a TOLED screen, maybe it's TOLED screen, but it looks like TOLED, designed by Michael Freebie, was shortlisted in the 2011 IF Concept Design Competition. The idea looks kind of cool to me. Looks like a computer screen that's clear. All right. It allows to create non-transparent solid moving pictures with rich color, full contrast, but then when you shut it off, it's clear. And you get to see what's behind it. Now, why would this help? Well, my kids sometimes go behind the TV and make faces at me. So I think, I don't know if I would spend the multiple thousands of dollars for this, but my guess is if your kid is standing behind the TV making pictures or giving you the finger, you can immediately shut the TV off, catch him in the act, and then bust some little tushies. But maybe not. Not too sure. But technology is cool. It just, you know, I'm very, I talk a lot about technology on the show, and I love to read and be up to date on what's happening technology-wise, because once that technology is there, it's also going to be used in medicine. And I love the fact that they're working on scanners, or they have like these little robotic instruments that'll administer medicines to exact parts of the body and maybe administer chemotherapy. I mean, all these technological advances that happen with our smartphones or our televisions will eventually transfer to what we could use medically. So I think that stuff is cool, and I'm definitely keeping myself, I wish I could design something myself. Like I said, I would love to design a vest for our kids, such that if they fall into any submerged water or it gets wet, I know about it. Even if they spill a Capri Sun on them, I would know about it. I'd like to invent something like that. Oh, well. Anyway, great show tonight. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. Big thanks to Donovan for helping us out tonight. Genesis Communications Network, Freeze Dry Guy. You all be safe. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.